Okay, we're still holding in the Chafetz Chaim. We're continuing the Lavin, speaking about specifically all these different Lavin that one could be over on by speaking Lashon. Again, you don't think it's just one Avera. Maybe another time Torah mentions it. But the fact that there's so many other elements of speaking Lashon Hara that you could be over on, we've spoken about specifically not being a Das Korach, not being someone who's Machzik B'Machligas, so that's a Das Korach. For example, we said it's a Nas Dvarim. If someone would speak so derogatorily about somebody, like we spoke about last week, the idea of speaking badly about someone's past. Someone had a past experience or a past life, and you make fun of them, and you put them down because of it, and you have an intention of belittling them because of it, right? If you do it in front of them or in front of others, to the extent that the person's face changes. That doesn't mean necessarily his face gets red. That's already, you know, that's mal b'pnei chaverah. We're saying like he's going like he's a happy guy, smiling, and all of a sudden you make one comment and he just feels like he wants to sink in his skin. What does that do? How does that affect the person? It's terrible. It's obviously terrible. I had a I'm going to be very vulnerable with you. When I was younger, my family moved when I was in eighth grade from Rockville, Maryland, which is close to Silver Spring, to Great Neck, New York. I went from, let's say, like not a extremely wealthy environment to an extremely wealthy environment. We're talking about like literally like the cool kids, you know, this is the early, like the late 1990s, early 2000s, where everyone had like frosted tips and like the coolest guy, whatever. This is all weird stuff that you don't have to know about. Anyway, the point is, Baruch Hashem, I didn't have that. I never fell into that stupidity. However, though, like the cool kids, the rich kids, obviously, right? That type. It was Babish, like, Lavdil, it was out of one of these, like, there's like movies I used to watch as a kid. They're like, oh, the cool kids and not cool kids, the kids that were being pushed to the side, sad stuff. I remember my first or second day, I didn't know anybody, I was extremely nervous. And I remember, like, okay, I'm gonna like make an effort to make friends, like a normal kid, right? I walk over to a group of guys, they're like, you know, they're laughing. And I walk in and I made like a joke. And everyone started laughing. But the one, like the apex predator of the whole group, he looks at me, he's not laughing, he goes, that's not funny. And everyone that was laughing at my joke started saying, yeah, that's not funny. It was like momish out of a cartoon. I never saw something like that in my entire life. Baruch Hashem, I grew up out of town. You didn't have these types of cliques. In the New York scene, the rich scene, like a Great Neck, New York, I was broken. From that period of time, I'm going to be honest with you, Baruch Hashem, I'm a very social person. I'm a social butterfly. I get a geschmack from it. One of my most favorite things to do about fundraising is going in and meeting people. Is meeting people. I love meeting new people. I love meeting new people. I love networking. I love creating new friends. I'm doing it dafka because you want the punchline, right? I love doing that. However, though, every time I go to a group, I still have that small inkling of a memory of what happened that period of time. Can you imagine what one stupid comment from one stupid person? I guarantee you, this guy is probably divorced three times over, has no child. And I hope not. Believe me, it's not the type where they're producing Rosh Yeshivas. Okay, but the point is, I hope he's doing well. I wish no ill towards him. Obviously, growing up in a certain environment is going to affect you. But nonetheless, it was bad midas. And bad midas to affect another person to the extent that even if their face would turn one way, one direction, you have literally, in a sense, have taken on and taken upon yourself the person's chait. Meaning, what does that mean? Meaning you've caused the chait. You've carried that chait. You're carrying that burden. She's here, hatoyer bazeh, sheloy levayesh es chaver Yisrael afil b'makom ha'teichacha. Even if, God forbid, the person needs the teichacha, even if the person requires a certain element of being redirected, ubein ala ben atzmoy, whether it's even privately, tahaynu sheloy ledaber ito kashus ashiach limenu. Now, of course, there are times and periods of times where you have to speak tough with somebody, and it's very frustrating, you know, especially from a chinuch perspective. If someone's a rebbe, a talmidim, you have to speak tough with them sometimes. You have to. But, and there's a level to it. And there's definitely, it matters what the kavan of what the rebbe is doing. The Gemara even says, a rebbe that's makeh as talmidoy, and he kills him, he goes to galus. But what if he didn't kill him? But if he didn't kill him? What is a choysech shiftoy? Someone who holds back? Again, we don't do that bisman hazeh, but that would at least like to put a little fear in God in them, that be like, excuse me, you're not on the right path. That maybe is a makom to do it. Nonetheless, it should not be ad shiach levenu, that you've destroyed him entirely. A Rebbe still has to make sure that you're doing it to the extent that they get the message, but not that you're grinding them down to the extent that they feel that they're nothing. Give a little bit of hope. Give a little bit of hope. What? We're calling the cock. Okay. All the more so when it comes to giving tachacha in front of others. That was all specifically in terms of not doing it. Now, b'fnei achirim and b'rabim are two separate things. What's the definition between b'fnei achirim, one person, b'fnei rabim, in halachic sense of lashon hara, is three people, right? If you caused him to feel literally such a sense of embarrassment that the blood in his face rushes out, kvar karsu chazal me'olam haba, you've been cut off from olam haba. Now, I will say, this is a very important insight. I think I've mentioned it here in the past, which is that we've all made mistakes. We've all embarrassed people before, I'm sure. Yitzchak, whatever, we're not going to get into it. All right, I'm just joking, obviously. Is that causing people embarrassment? Nonetheless, God forbid you did it one time. Oy, I'm done. I'm done, I'm finished. I'm not going to have any olam haba anymore. That's not true. The Rambam's lashon is haragubakach, someone who is usual, who is used to doing it. Someone who has become so calloused to the extent that you're causing other people pain that it's so not a normal thing. That's the problem, says the Rambam. The Rambam adds that lashon. The Chazal just says, Hamav pini chavir barabim. But the Rambam adds that haragubakach. Hopefully that saves us a little bit. A little bit of embarrassment, no pun intended, because again, we've all made mistakes. You're not cut off from olam haba. You can always do an opportunity to tshuva. But if you became the type of person that you're mamash a bully, that's 100%. That's what Chazal's talking about. With hamal b'shechaver barabim ain lechelkum haba. So v'amru hamal b'shechaver ain lechelkum haba, like we just said a second ago, and we're going to stop here. Okay, shakoyach.